You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is kind of disappointing. I was actually a little bit excited today because I thought President Obama was going to go back and keep his word, saying, look, keep your plan. You guys don't have to scramble and try to find another health care plan. I was given a talk at the Las Vegas Town Hall last night, you know, showing them a list of prices that I was able to, you know, I guess peruse for my family, and it was getting even worse. I was up at $957 a month for my family. Are you kidding me? And so, of course, there's a lot of panic setting in. So this morning we heard that President Obama was going to come on, come out and say that we are probably going to be able to keep our health insurance as promised. I was still kind of questioning how that was going to be implemented. I mean, and if insurance company wants to drop you, they're going to drop you. I mean, how is the government going to force private enterprise to do something? I mean, without violating their constitutional rights. But I have to admit, I was a little relieved. All right. And then now we're finding out, no, maybe just a year. From what we understand, that Americans should be able to keep their insurance policies for one more year. Now, as I'm doing this broadcast right now, President Obama's on. I apologize if I can't get a live feed to give that to you guys to hear what he's saying. But Pelosi had spoken before, and she didn't really say much about it. She just kind of criticized everybody and was complaining about the budget and them having a whole bunch of days off. Did you know they had about 12 days off? I didn't know they had like 12 days off in a row. She was talking about that, so that just angered me more, and I shut the radio off. But only extending our insurance for one more year, again, is kicking the can down the road. Now, mind you, I don't want to speak for all of us. I know many of you are like, look, Dahlia, I'll take the year. Just, I can't come up with $700 or $900 out of pocket. One of my patients, she's single. She says she found a plan for $537 a month. She's happy about that because it could be worse. But, I mean, how many single people can spend $537 a month? That's, I remember my apartment in college. We got a $400 apartment. It was a three-bedroom, so three of us split the rent. So for about, what, like $165, $167 a month, I was able to pay rent. And, boy, was I was just sweating to come up with that $167. Mind you, I was making $4 an hour at Jack in the Box when I was working Jack in the Box before I turned 21 and then could wait tables and make the real money. Okay, if anybody asks, Dahlia, when did you start making the real money? And they're thinking I'm saying after medical school. No, it was never after medical school. It was when I was able to wait tables during medical school. That's when I saw real money. That's when I saw the cash. You don't see it when you're a doctor because insurance companies pay you months later if they even pay you at all and you got too many expenses to see it. But so from what we understand, we'll keep you guys posted as President Obama finishes his speech. But from what we understand, he is going to I don't know if it's urge or demand. Again, I don't know how they could constitutionally do this, that the insurance companies do not drop us and we could keep our plan for one more year. Now, of course, many of you see past this and like, okay, wait a second. So he doesn't care about us. He just cares about the 2014 election. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing Washington make decisions for themselves. This is really frustrating. You know, I mean, I don't see anybody go, you know, I really want to make sure that Joe Smith is going to be able to have health insurance. No, that's not what they're doing. It looks like every single move these politicians are making, right, is because they're worried about re-election. I told you, that's the problem with politicians. We don't have doctors and accountants and lawyers doing their thing. Politicians are good at being politicians. They know how to get reelected. You have to be good at that in order to win an election. So, I mean, here we are, only one more year for us to keep the plan before we have to start spending $700 to $900 a month. Now, I was telling the group yesterday I was speaking to, one of the plans was an Anthem Blue Cross plan. It looked better than the others, but it was called Anthem Blue Cross. Then there was a hyphen, and it said CACA, or CACA. So Anthem, but the plan I was going to choose was the CACA plan. Now, I mean, thank you for on this website, this healthcare.gov website, telling me right straight out that this is going to be a caca plan. I don't think I need to be spending the millions of dollars in taxes, neither do you, right, for it to even tell us that the plan is caca. But I'm a huge fan of Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm a huge fan. I mean, it's one of the better insurances out there. But maybe CACA stands for something else. But I don't see these plans as really giving us the biggest bang for our buck. I mean, if I'm going to spend $972 a month on a plan, I want to be served a steak dinner. I want to have groceries sent to me. I'd like a couple new outfits, maybe a mani-pedi included in that price. What's included in that price? A very high deductible. This is ridiculous, people. So I was expecting good news, and I don't know why. I think I'm mad because I should have known better. I should have known this was coming. All he's going to do is extend this for one more year. And why are people losing their insurance? Because if your current insurance doesn't have the 10 minimum standards, maternity care, pediatric dental care, mental health treatment, etc., it's not, the plan, I guess, can't be grandfathered in. I thought it was supposed to. I don't need maternity. I don't want to squeeze out another baby. Okay, my episiotomy scars are still burning. What? I don't want to have another kid. But, I mean, if they force me to spend $957, I will then. Fine, I'll get pregnant. I might as well. I mean, I'm paying for it. I might as well. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we come back, every 6 seconds, somebody is dying of diabetes. This is some scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plants? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Ron asked about the cyber attacks on the healthcare website. I can't really answer that. I don't know much about it. I did see that in ABC News, they had reported that, I guess, the Obamacare website was targeted about 16 times. From what I understand, I'm pulling this up right now. So I apologize if I haven't really been kind of up on the whole safety issues of the Obamacare website, because I think the website is, you know, I think the website overall has been safe because you can't access it. But I guess those who have been accessing it, they're probably a lot more concerned about the security right now than the rest of the country, because most people can't log on. But from what we understand, I guess a Department of Homeland Security official told lawmakers that, I guess, the Affordable Care Act website has been subject to a handful of hacking attempts, including at least one intended to bring the site down. But because federal websites get hundreds of cyber attacks each day, this number, which only is being reported as 16 times, is considered pretty damn good for a federal website. Assistant Secretary Roberta Stempfli told members of the House Homeland Security Committee yesterday that her agency had received about 16 reports from the Department of Health and Human Services that are under investigation. Apparently, because this is a high-profile target, these numbers seem low. And the agency may only be actually reporting the quote-unquote brute force attacks. Okay, that's what they're saying, the brute force attacks. Okay, as opposed to, from what I understand, I'm having a little trouble with my computer. I apologize, I'm having some major Wi-Fi issues. Not really too sure what's going on here. But they're talking about here 228,700 cyber attacks that appear to happen a lot more, I guess, commonly. So, I, unfortunately, Ron, I can't go into too much detail on the safety of it all. I do know that when in one of the previous hearings about a week or two ago that they had brought up if any security tests or run-throughs were done. And because there wasn't any, that was a huge concern. And so that was brought up, and everybody was like, going, ah, what's going on here? And, you know, again, I haven't really accessed the site. Once I saw the $6,500 deductible, I moved on, and I went to Facebook. I mean, again, I'm, you know, it's depressing. I mean, I really want to move on and talk about something else, but I know this is of a huge concern. One of you had written me on Facebook saying you are being offered an $800 a month plan for your family with a $5,500 deductible. I mean, I hear you. This is, and if you live in Vegas, I know the plan you're talking about, because I'm looking at that one also. The $5,500 deductible plan for $800 a month. Believe it or not, that's almost a steal. I get you. I'm frustrated, people. I am. And I think what's really, really frustrating is that we really don't have any plan to fix this. I mean, I don't like to just sit here and gripe. Yeah, you know, a lot of times we sit here and gripe, and it's fun, and it's you know, makes us feel better. But, you know, what do we tell our congressmen and women? I mean, obviously, even the Democrats are really concerned about their congressional seats and their congressional and you know, senatorial butts. So, you know, we have this huge concern. We have our legislatures not knowing what to do. You know, now, many of you have told me that you have talked to your state legislature, and you are extremely frustrated because they, even if they do answer your letter, any suggestions you come up with doesn't seem to be, I guess, entertained. I mean, I get that. I get that. You know, I've made suggestions many times. Remember I had the Dr. Dahlia plan for health care? Nobody. I did a blog. I sent it. And no, I mean, what, really? They're going to call it the Dr. Dahlia bill? No way. No way. I mean, what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, well, you know, well, they're going to try to appeal to the masses. See, here's the other thing, too. These guys need successful bills. I mean, you guys understand how the whole politics thing works, right? All right? These guys need successful bills. And so if there's a bill that may not be that successful, they would almost rather, shall we say, almost rather minimize or compromise, if that's the word, on what the bill has to say to get it passed so it's passed. You know, like Brady Bill. Everybody knows about the Brady Bill. Brady's famous. Okay, if it's called the Don't Screw Americans on the Health Insurance Bill, all right, if they want to get credit for it, they got to get it to pass. And that's, yeah, and then signed into law. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Diabetes is killing one person every 6 seconds. This is frightening, extremely frightening. And they're saying that the diabetes battle now is being lost. This headline, diabetes battle being lost as cases hit record 382 million. This is some scary stuff, people. Now, we've talked about diabetes, and many people will blame it on the obesity. And they're right to. Obesity is huge. Our obesity epidemic is probably the number one culprit, but the number 1.5 culprit or the number two culprit could be also the crap we're putting into our system and the metabolic changes that are occurring with that. You know, a phenomenal interview I had with Nathan Baker's mother, I apologize, I can't think of her first name, who's a nutrition guru, who had discussed about the metabolic changes. She reminded us that what you eat is so important and causes these cascade of hormonal effects. And she's right. We can learn a lot from our nutritionists. We can. Well, we've talked about this. A 200-calorie salad for lunch does not equate to a 200-calorie Coca-Cola. Hey, people who drink the Coca-Cola are going to be more likely to get diabetes, have obesity, have heart disease than people eating the 200-calorie salad. You could probably eat a 400-calorie salad and do better than the 120-calorie soda. You get me? So, as we're seeing more and more people have type 2 diabetes, this needs to be at the forefront of our research. I mean, in addition to everything else, I know we're kind of looking at, I guess, what did they do? They did the study on, they did a study on women's orgasms. Okay, yeah, thank you, but we don't really need to know about that, okay? We're not interested in that. We are interested in how to, you know, keep healthcare costs down, how we prevent our loved ones from dying, how to keep healthy. You know, I mean, these are things that really matter to us. And yeah, there's a lot of studies going on out there. And by the way, these studies that do surface, this is another like you know, behind the scenes sort of thing. If you study what everybody else is studying, you aren't the big fish in a little pond. You break a study that's different than everything else, it's going to get the attention. So you see, the problem we have is all this self-serving type behavior. I mean, you know, I could go on this show and talk about absolutely different headlines. Like, for example, usual talk radio is very educational. It's very political. You don't get that much entertainment news. Okay, and I do have some entertainment news. Apparently, there's a theory that Andy Kaufman Lotka from Taxi is still alive. Alec Baldwin's stalker has been charged. I mean, yeah, there's entertainment news. Okay, but I want to do my job. Right? And my job is to give you guys the information and to give you guys not the news that I want to talk about. Okay, I would love to find out what's happening on X Factor right now. Right? But that's not pertinent to you all. Yeah, of course, I talk about stuff related to me, you know, like chocolate. We do spend, I have to admit, there are some biases. We spend a lot of news on chocolate, right? Because I'm very interested in that. But I'm still not self-serving. Okay, what I'm doing for you guys is I'm giving you guys the news. And, you know, I'd really like to know what's happening with Viggo Mortensen. I haven't seen Viggo Mortensen in a movie. You know, you can only see the Lord of the Rings trilogy reruns so many times. I need Viggo Mortensen in another movie and fast. But that's not what I'm going to make my whole show about. Now, very, very interesting study here. A new breathalyzer can monitor blood glucose in diabetics. Can you imagine not having to prick yourself anymore? This is awesome. A scientist has created a non-invasive breathalyzer device that can monitor blood glucose levels in diabetics. This is according to research presented at the 2013 American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists. I know. It was their annual meeting and exposition, better known as the AAPSAMA. Now, something like this, I know you guys are going to want me to advertise and let you know that you could come. The American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists annual meeting and exposition. I apologize for not giving you guys a heads up. Now, according to the ADA, the American Diabetes Association, 25.8 million people suffer from diabetes. So you're starting to see a lot of diabetes news, right? Why? Because we want to push the Washington agenda of having people not eat or eat healthy or make schools give fiber bars or something. All right, but don't go away. I'll tell you about this breathalyzer test. Way cool. We'll be right back.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is pretty cool. So Ronnie Pryfer is a chemist from Western New England University who has made this breathalyzer device. And, you know, the idea that we could monitor blood glucose levels out of a breathalyzer, this is mind-blowing, okay? This is like Star Trek cool. And a lot of us don't realize that something like this may be something that you and I could possibly need. I mean, here I am, I'm 42, thank God, blood sugar levels are fine. But diabetes runs in my family, both sides of my family. So a lot of times, we listen to this medical news and we're like, well, that's not going to be me, so I don't need to listen. You know what? It could be you. Your next doctor visit, when you you go to the doctor could be a discussion on diabetes. So this is something we don't really want to mess around with. And, you know, many of us don't want to get the diagnosis of diabetes, not because we're told that we're not supposed to eat our sweets and cut back our breads and cut back our sugars and exercise more. It's because we've got to prick ourselves to find out what our blood sugar is. Now, some of you have asked, why do you need to do that? Do you really need to do it? When I recommend pricking your finger, I do it for a variety of reasons. One is we need to now engage you. This is a disease that you can't ignore. And so you need to be involved. And coming in to me once a month or once every 3 months and then trying to skip your follow-up appointment is not keeping you engaged with what's going on with your blood sugar. So if you're given some homework to do, and I give you guys homework, I make my patients come in with their little books, with their sugar levels, like, I got to bring Dr. Dahl. And you know what? You always have blood all over. Why are you guys bleeding on your glucose log? Honestly, really? Maybe prick your non-writing hand. You know, if you're right-handed, or, you know, then maybe prick the left finger, right? Because you need your right hand to prick it. I don't understand why you guys give me bloody logs. I mean, are you mad? Is that some passive-aggressive thing where you're going to make me touch a bloody book because I forced you to? Well, anyway. So, if you're writing down your numbers, you're now watching, you're remembering, and what's very interesting about diabetes is it's a disease that's very easy to treat because we're given numbers. You know, a lot of people, they have trouble managing their asthma, or they have trouble managing, you know, bowel and other sorts of things because they're not really given numbers. Blood pressure gives you a number. Diabetes gives you a number. Cholesterol gives you a number. People need that. People need a visual. All right. Some of you don't think the number means jack diddly squat, but to me, a number going up or a number going down is extremely important. So, so we have you prick your fingers. Number two is some of you, yes, across the board, we'll tell you guys all, you know, cut the alcohol, cut the sweets, cut the bread, etc. But some of you may metabolize food a little differently. All right, if I tell somebody who has a diet like mine, where I like a little of everything on my plate, okay, I put all four food groups and I make sure there's a lot of brown on that plate. And if you tell somebody like me, all right, you need to eat fish and vegetables, which I've done with my patients. They're like, no, just tell me what to eat, doc. I say fish and vegetables. You really lose them. You really lose the person. So one way you could engage them is you go, okay, look, all right, let's figure out what you can eat. What I want you to do is I want to check your blood sugar first thing in the morning. Now, these are for my non-brittle diabetics. Your brittle diabetics on the insulin, they got to check it at least four times a day. Or some of them have the actual insulin pump, etc. But when it comes to your newly diagnosed diabetics, I'll say, look, check your blood sugars first thing in the morning. So we'll see what the what your numbers are fasting. Then I want you to check it a couple hours after dinner. Now, the reason why I recommend checking it a couple hours after dinner is because I have them put next to it, what did they eat? Did they eat Mexican food? Did they eat Chinese food? Did they eat, you know, did they have pasta? You know, what did they have? And then we start to watch trends. And when I notice that my patients eating Mexican food are doing better than when they ate Chinese food, we sit down and we try to figure that out. You know, people don't want to talk about clogged arteries. They don't want to talk about erectile dysfunction, but they do like to talk about what they eat. Even though the idea of nutrition turns a lot of people off, people want to know what they can eat, not what they can't eat, but what can you eat. So I see that the sugars are doing better when they went out for Mexican food. Well, why? What did you eat? Was it the chimichangas? Did you have a couple margaritas? Or did you get the salsa? Did you use guacamole? And then did you eat like a, I don't know, arroz con pollo? Or did you eat a chicken dish with vegetables? Arroz con pollo is a chicken and rice. You throw some cheese on top of it. It's one of my favorite meals ever, an arroz con pollo. I love that stuff. Okay, but not very good for somebody who would be diabetic. So if my sugar ever gets to the point where the doctors go, you want to know what? I think you're following your family's lead. Congratulations. I think you're a diabetic. No more. But honestly, I probably eat arroz con pollo maybe once every 3 years. I've got to find a restaurant that does it right. So, you know, when you tell a person, okay, take a look at this. Okay, whatever you did last Friday night was better than the other days. that is going to sink in a little bit more. Because remember, you know, the art of being a doctor isn't knowing all this stuff. That's a big part of it. All right. But the art is how to take all my knowledge and everything I want a person to do and relate it to somebody so they do do it. I mean, it makes no sense. My telling a person to go get the colonoscopies, am I giving them a big dissertation on colon cancer if I can't convince my patient to go and get the colon screening to begin with? Same thing with the diabetic. Same thing. So getting your being able to incorporate a diet that works for you. So that's what I think is one of the most valuable gifts of checking your blood sugar, because then you could see in real time what that meal did. Okay, now, some of you guys have a cheat. Some of you guys may go and have some chocolate cake. Okay, right? And then we see what that chocolate cake did. Okay, if your blood sugar, because of that chocolate cake, jumped a whole 50 points, damn. Okay, you know that was a bad move. But if your blood sugar went from normal, and you've been in tight control to all of a sudden not so normal, well, then what happens if you work out an hour after dinner? You see what I mean? So you guys can play it. You can play with it. And there's an art to it, because, you know, when you're diagnosed with diabetes, until you get bariatric surgery or lose 50 pounds, you have diabetes for life, most of you. Even though we can cure people from diabetes, most people, they have diabetes for life. You might as well figure out what you can do and what you can't do, all right, and get engaged. So this breathalyzer test, all right? People don't want to prick themselves. How does this sucker work? Well, Ronnie Pfeiffer from Western New England University made this device that uses nanometer thick films made from two polymers, I'm reading this, that react with acetone. Acetone is an organic compound that correlates to the blood glucose level in the breath of diabetics. You know how people kind of smell fruity, but it's not a very good smelling fruity? That could be the ketones and the acetones in their breath. When a person breathes into the device, the acetone in their breath changes the nature of the polymer films. The device is then able to sense the nature and degree of the change and quantify the patient's blood glucose levels. So, now, mind you, okay, I don't know if this breathalyzer is going to say, yeah, your blood sugar is 110. And you know how goal is 70 to 100. But maybe the breathalyzer is going to have a range where a number 200 will be considered very high, but a number 80 will be good. So, I mean, you know, if any of these things don't come up with actual numbers, then maybe what we may do is come up with a new range. But I'm getting the gist that this is going to give us very similar numbers to what we get from finger prick testing. Now, they're going to test these breathalyzers in an uncontrolled setting in about 2 years. So this isn't going to be out there. It's going to be kind of, you know, sitting around. But other devices, all right, that are out there is like the infrared light to sense blood glucose levels. Apparently there's a group of German researchers working on that. You know, you got a pulse oximetry where you stick your finger in that little thing and the little red light picks up. That's cool too. So hopefully we don't have to prick ourselves anymore. That's going to be awesome. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jack now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is very interesting. Andy Kaufman, many of us remember Andy Kaufman, who played Latka on Taxi. Gifted man. Definitely had some issues, a lot of concerns. Was he bipolar? Was that all an act? And supposedly he died of leukemia, right? Back in the 80s, 1984. But there was some conspiracies that he really was alive and this was a hoax. Well, apparently Andy Kaufman's younger brother, Michael, said he faked his death and that Andy Kaufman is alive. They said he did so during the annual Andy Kaufman Award Show at a comedy club in New York. All right, according to the Hollywood Reporter, he said Michael Kaufman told the crowd he had discovered an essay long ago about his brother's desire to fake his death, and that in 1999, he had been given instructions to meet his brother at a restaurant on Christmas Eve. Michael Kaufman said he went to the restaurant, met a man he didn't know, and was handed a note supposedly from Andy. In the note, his brother Andy said everything was great in his life. It explained his disappearance this way, that he simply wanted to get away from being Andy Kaufman. Apparently at this event, Michael Kaufman then introduced a 24-year-old woman as Andy's daughter, born 5 years after the comedian's reported death. Now, I don't know if, you know, whenever you hear something like this, okay, you kind of want to believe it because that's kind of cool, right? And it's a lot more interesting to talk about than Obamacare and all the crap that's going on with that. But then again, if something is about to sell, like a family's biography, right, on Andy Kaufman or something like that, wouldn't it be great to start getting buzz of the actor? You know, whenever something is about to go on sale or something's supposed to happen, all of a sudden there's this buzz or this news. So, I think this would be pretty easy to prove, okay? If there is this woman who is supposedly his said daughter, then you look at DNA samples. If you add DNA samples from Andy Kaufman, you take those. And I'm sure, because I think the Latka outfit is around somewhere. It's interesting. Now, Jim Carrey did a phenomenal portrayal of Andy Kaufman. You know who Andy Kaufman also looks like? One of the guys on Impractical Jokers. The tall guy, Q, looks like Andy Kaufman. I didn't realize that until now. Anyway, Jim Carrey did, I think it was called Man on the Moon. He did a great rendition of Andy Kaufman. I think he actually should have gotten an Academy Award for that one. And, you know, it left at the end of the movie that he had been apparently going to a holistic doctor, thinking the doctor was going to cure him, and then he found out that that was a hoax, and so you kind of see him laughing at the end like, you know, the joke was on him. That's amazing how you could disappear like that. I mean, if people think you're dead, people aren't really going to be looking for you. You know, you wonder. But very easy for them to tell. All they really have to do is, do some DNA testing on the daughter. Now, I Love Lucy actress, one of the last remaining actresses who played Marion Strong. Her name is Shirley Mitchell, has died. She played Marion Strong, I guess. I'm trying to remember because I thought I watched all the I Love Lucy's. I gotta look this one up. There was somebody with a big cackling laugh. She was one of the, I guess, Lucille Ball's girlfriends. She is believed to be one of the last surviving cast members, adult cast members, we shall say, from I Love Lucy. Of course, you know, Lucy and Desi's kid was in the show, Desi Arnaz Jr., and I think he's still alive. And then I think the daughter, too. I'm not sure. Anyway, she was 94 years old. I don't remember too much what role she played, but, you know, just kind of a little blast from the past. All right, may she rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me see. There's so much I want to talk about. Apparently, there's an app. And apps these days are the new thing for people to download and buy. And anybody who's a business person will try to incorporate an app that people could purchase, even for $1.99. You can make some bucks on this. So now there's an app that helps users track their stress levels. And so if you, let's say, input, I don't know, mother-in-law, boss, I guess that helps you track them. This was developed by two doctors called ME-Q. It calls itself a life coach in your pocket. The app claims to help users track their emotional patterns throughout the day with these certain customized check-ins. So you record what makes you anxious and then what also makes you happy. And MEQ provides recommendations to help you and how you are feeling. You can invite friends and family to use the app, etc. I guess you could get it at mequilibrium.com. Not that I want to do a commercial for them. But, you know, some of us, remember like I talked about with the blood glucose unit. You know, some of us, we really need to be able to access something we could see and remind us and ding. I think that helps. I mean, stress is huge. And I was watching, I don't know if any of you guys have seen this. Remember History.com had this history of the, I don't know if it was, oh, the men who built America. Remember there was that series? Well, I think the same people who made that series made this gold fever series. And I was watching it the other day because I had taped it and I didn't see it last month because I guess it played in October. And then it talked about the stress of these miners and, you know, what they went through. And one had mercury poisoning, right, because they would use mercury to find the gold because gold would attach to the mercury, and then he would suck it off, suck the mercury off. So got mercury poisoned, forget his first name, Walker was his last name. Then he ends up going crazy, and he starts shooting people and whatever. So, I mean, things aren't that different now. I mean, you thought of the Wild West. Okay, by the way, there's been some discussion on the Wild West really wasn't that wild. Not many people died in the Wild West, and I think it's because they're thinking about cowboys and Indians. Well, I'm thinking the Wild West really had to do with the gold rush, because it sounds like people were getting killed all the time, right, during the whole gold rush. So maybe that's where the Wild West came from. But, you know, we have stress. We still have the same type of abnormal behavior that comes with stress. And that's not changing. And I don't know how to stop stress. I mean, look at this. Look what's happening with Obamacare and us trying to figure out our health insurance and what to do and does this extra year help and who to vote for and what's happening with the economy and do we have any money for retirement. That's stressful, not to mention the other stressors that we had before this administration. Marriage stressors, family stressors, health stressors. I mean, there's stressors all the time. And so there's no way to fix stress. Even the medications, many people pop pills. Yeah, the pills are nice. They get you through, and some of us need them because we have serotonin deficiency or other types of deficiency. But until we figure out how to manage stress, some of us will say, you know, Dahlia, I manage my stress. I got this. I'm good. All right? But I see what they do. What they do is they ignore the problem or they suppress it. Now, that's something I do a lot of times. Okay, if I notice something stressful, I'm like, look, I can't let this ruin my night. I will instead put it on the shelf. Now, that could be a way of managing, but remember, that shelf is going to get full. And so if I don't have the strength to deal with the problem then and there, a lot of times I know how to kind of, you know, have a rain check on that. But you got to be careful with that, too. And this is, again, something I think that needs to be incorporated in schools. Okay, while we're teaching everybody how to play badminton, you know, and while we're, I don't know, whatever else they're learning now in school these days, maybe we should have a stress course. Maybe we should tell them how to identify stress, how to relieve stress, because I don't think any of us know what the hell we're doing. A study came out. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. People with depression may age faster. You know, we're all thinking about anti-aging, and we're all concerned about how to, do Botox and make ourselves look better. What we don't realize is that we are aging a lot of times because of our psychological stress. So don't go away. We're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses. ours is to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.